Չկերը ով երկնքումը բնակվող, ահա ինչպես ծառաների աչքերը իրանց տերերի ձեռքերին են նայում, ինչպես որ աղախինի աչքերն են տիկնոջ ձեռքերին, այնպես էլ մեր աչքերը մեր Տեր Աստծոն մինչև որ ողորմե մեզ, առաջի երկու համարները. Սաղմոս
100. I lift up my eyes to you whose throne is in the heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he shows us his mercy.
Yes, children are
going to their classes.
Ես ուզում եմ մատ իրական պատմությունով սկսեմ իմ խոսքս.
I want to, at the start of my message, to share with you something which is a true story.
Նպատակս այսօր պատկամս սա է, որ տերոջը նայենք, շատ հեշտ պատկամ է.
And my message today is to focus our gaze to the Lord.
Եվ մեր ուշադրությունը դնենք Աստծո վրա.
And put our focus on God.
Այս պատմությունը մոտավորապես 20 տարի առաջ է պատահել։
What I'm sharing with you today took place about 20 years ago.
Եվ այդ ընտանիքին ես լավ ճանաչում եմ։
I'm very familiar with that family.
Որ մի անձնավորություն գնացել էր անտառումը կյանքի դժվարությունների պատճառով անձնասպանություն անել։
A member of this family had gone to the woods and because of pressures of life and stress decided that he was going to end his life.
Եվ իսկապես լուրջ որոշում էր.
And it was a serious decision.
Իր հետ չվան էր տարել, որ կախեր իրան.
He took a piece of rope with himself and he was going to hang himself.
Եվ այդ ժամանակ մեր եկեղեցու էլդերներիցը, երեսներիցը մեկը այդ անտառում աղոթքի մեջ է լինում եւ այդ դեպքը տեսնում է ու գնում է եւ խանգարում է եւ չի թողնում որ այդ մարդը իրան սպանի։
As it happened, one of the elders of the church was having a quiet time praying in the woods to the Lord and witnesses that this man has come with a piece of rope intervenes and stops him hanging himself.
Եվ նայլը սրահետ պայքարում է որ ինչու էս խանգարում ինձ։
And the man starts struggling with the elder. Why are you interfering with what I'm going to do? Let me be.
Ասում է, լսիր տես ես քեզ ինչ եմ ասում, եթե շահամոզվար այն ժամանակ կնա քեզի սպան։
Listen to what I have to say. If I cannot convince you with what I have to say, then you can go and kill yourself.
Եվ այս մարդը լսում է նրա վկայությունը։
And the man stops and starts listening to what the elder has to say.
Եթե փոքր ազդվում է
and becomes emotional.
Եվ ասում է Հիսուսն է միակ ճանապարհը.
And he says to him that Jesus is your only way.
Բայց տեսնում է որ բավական չի եւ սա կարիք ունի մի ուրիշ մեկից էլ լսի.
But he realizes that what he has said has not convinced him enough and he needs to hear this message from another person also.
Իրանից խնդրում է արի ես քեզ տանեմ իմ հովիս մոտ նրանց տան մեջ դու նրանից էլ լսիր եւ փորձիր այդ բանը քո կյանքիդ մեջ վստահ արդյունքի գտնել.
He says, please come along with me. I will take you to my pastor. Listen to what I've said from the pastor also. Put it into action and I'm sure that you will get benefit from it. The man was very despondent but goes along.
And
this pastor happened to be Brother Edward and he suddenly sees that one of the elders of his church without an appointment is there with a man and there he hears the story. Yes, the person was in a lot of turmoil. And I asked him, why did you want to kill yourself? I'm faced with three major difficulties. Yes, first of all, I'm a sick person. I suffer from epilepsy. And when I have an attack of epilepsy, I really suffer. And my face changes and I have a frightening expression on my face.
Ջուր է գալիս ու աչքերս շատ վախենալի է լինում եւ անգամներ տարբեր բժիշկների մոտ ենք գնացել արդյունք չենք ստացել
I fall to the ground, I start foaming at the mouth, my eyes start rolling. I visited many doctors without any result.
And my
second major problem is that my wife wants a divorce from me, and in fact she's left me and she's staying with her parents. And she's saying that I can no longer tolerate the state of your health. We also have a daughter.
Yeah,
my wife and my daughter want to separate. And my third major problem is that I have a workshop, I'm a welder, and the workshop has caught fire and has given me millions of 2 months worth of damage. What have I got to live for? This is my health. That's the state of my family. And this is my workplace. There's no hope for me. Don't you think that the best way out for me is to kill myself and to be delivered from this painful life?
Yeah.
And up to this day, Brother Edward is holding the two testimonies that he'd written prior to his suicide. One he had written for judge and jury, and the other one for his family. I have kept them as memorandum. I pointed to the man, you don't only have three problems, you have a fourth problem as well. And your fourth problem is bigger than the three problems you've mentioned. I don't know what the fourth problem is. Your fourth problem is that you are not living with the Lord. And you're wallowing in sin and living in sin. And you have the need to be delivered from your sin. And because of the effect of sin is that you are in all these problems. When you heard about the fourth major problem, therefore now I have four problems you're telling me. My situation is worsened. But what can I do to be helped? This man has brought me here and he told me that you have a solution. What should I do? Yes. God teaches us to speak to every person in a particular way, a way that would meet their needs. God told me to speak to him in this way. His name was Sayyad. I told him, Sayyad John, you will not be delivered from your sickness. It will remain as it is now. Yeah. And your wife and daughter will leave you. They will not return to you. And in fact, your work situation is not going to improve. In fact, it's going to get worse. Now, after what you've heard, do you want to repent and put your faith in Jesus or not? The elder who had brought him was very upset. He said, Brother Edward, what are you playing at? 2 hours on the way, I've been telling him that Jesus can do miracles in your life. He can heal you. He can help you with your work, with your family. What are you saying now? Let him answer. Because I have encountered many times in my life people who come to Jesus just to receive something and then go away. They want to have nothing to do with Jesus himself. They have come just to give blessings and success, to be delivered from their needs, for their pain to go away. for Jesus to deliver them from their death. So Jesus put to death all their enemies. So that they come to Jesus to receive all their desires. For Jesus to give them water, bread, health, success, everything. But they don't really care who Jesus is. I knew a lady whose husband was working in Dubai. Whenever I asked him, how is your husband? And every time her reply was the same, let his money come, never mind about him. Okay, so ask him, his money is coming. What about him? How is he? When he's sending the money, it means that he must be all right if he's sending money. And many people today are looking for their gains. They want to have nothing to do with the Lord. So God led me to speak to him in this way. I was waiting for the man to say, why have to
destroy
me? I wanted to kill myself. Why have you brought me here? Then I noticed that after contemplating for a few minutes, he knelt down. He said, I want to believe. And I asked him, why do you want to believe? I was really trying him out. And I was surprised myself that how God was leading me to speak to him in this particular way. So I challenged him. I said, why do you want to believe? So the things that we've been discussing, my family life, my job, my health, these are things of this world and they are shallow. I can have them today and lose them tomorrow. But I have decided to commit myself to
him
so that I will have eternal life. And as he is eternal, I will be eternal. I have made up my mind. I sense that he is truly putting his faith on a very sound foundation. We prayed together and he really committed himself to the Lord and put his faith on a strong, true foundation. On Jesus, who is our rock. What happened after that? Not only he was saved, we also prayed for his disease, and from that day onwards, he never had another attack of epilepsy. God healed him. His wife returned. She committed herself to the Lord. The parents of the wife came, and they also committed themselves to
the Lord.
And in the parents' house, we started having group meetings. And God gave two more children to this couple. And he started having so much success at his work that we started praying that maybe he shouldn't be so successful at work and be able to come to meetings instead. Up till this day, I'm in touch with that family. We have to look to the Lord. He is above everything else. The calling we have today is to fix our gaze to the Lord. He is over and above everything else. What is our difficulty? Even while we are praying to him, we're not involved with him. We're naming our difficulties, our needs, our problems, our pains and sorrows. And we go to the past, to the present, to the future, back and forth. They occupy our mind to such an extent. Other people's problems occupy our minds to such an extent that they don't allow us to fix our gaze to the Lord
God.
We are continuously preoccupied by ourselves and by our problems.
Ես չեմ անուշադ ժամանակ ասում եմ, եթե մենք դժվարություն կարիք չունենայինք կաղոթին, թե ոչ.
If we didn't have problems, I sometimes think, would we ever pray?
Որքան նա է զբաղվածնում ես։
How much does he preoccupy us?
Մեր նախքին կոչումը, այսինքն ամենակարևոր կոչումը, սա է, որ տերոջմով հետաքրքրվեն։
The first calling we should have is to make him our priority.
Բայց ինչու պետք է նրան նայենք?
Why should we be looking at him?
Շատ կարճ ձևով ուզում եմ մի պատճառներ ասեմ ձեզ, որ ինչու պետք է տերոջ նայենք։
Yeah, very briefly I want to give you illustrations and reasons why we should look at him.
Առաջի հերթին նա է արժանի, որ մենք մեր աչքերը բարձրացնենք դեպի Իրան եւ մեր ուշադրությունը գրավի նրանով։
First and foremost, he is worthy to have our attention and to have our gaze fixed on
him.
No one else is worthy to preoccupy our minds.
Դու գերվակայիք այն ժամանակ, որ Պետրոսը եւ Հովանեսն են կաղին ոտքի կանգնացան Հիսուս Քրիստոսի անունով։
Do you remember the time when John and Peter raised the lame man in the name of
Jesus?
And all the crowd were looking in amazement to Peter and John. And what was the answer they gave to the crowd?
Oh,
you people of Israel, why are you amazed? Why are you fixing your attention on us? Do you think we've healed them in our own strength? Look at the Lord. By faith, he's been delivered from lameness and is standing in front of you. Remember when Peter was visiting Cornelius' house? Cornelius went on his knees in front of him. Peter lifted him up. Why are you kneeling in front of me? I am another human being like you. Look at the Lord. When John saw the angel, he wanted to go on his knees and worship him. But the angel said, I am another created servant of the Lord. Don't worship me, worship the Lord. Therefore, let us look at the Lord because He is over and above
everything.
He is the eternal one. He is the most able. And He is the center of everything. And He is the foundation of our faith. And everything springs from Him. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Let us look at Him. Our attention should be on Him.
Երկրորդ պատճառը սա է.
The second reason is this.
Մեր հոգու մտքի եւ մարմնի բժշկությունը երեքատինն է, հոգին,
մտքի, մարմնի։ Our mental, spiritual and physical health.
Այն ժամանակ կպատահի, որ մենք Տերոջ նայենք։
Will be complete when we look at him.
Այս բանը Սուրբ Գրքի մեջ անգամներ տեսնում ենք։
It's written again and again in the word of God.
Երբակայեք, երբ որ այդ գողը որ խաչի վրա մեռնում էր,
Remember the thief that was on the cross. He turned his gaze to Jesus. Lord, remember me. When you are in heaven, remember me. He looked at Jesus and he was saved. As simply as that. When Peter denied Jesus three times, Jesus turned around and just looked at Peter once. And that one look from Jesus was enough for Peter to realize what
he'd done.
Just as mankind fell into sin by looking at the apple on the tree, he is delivered from sin by gazing at Jesus. Remember when the Israelites were grumbling to the Lord sent snakes to bite them and poison them.
Yeah.
Yes, grumbling to the Lord. What happened then? Moses intervened and asked God to have mercy on them. God said something very amazing to Moses. He said, make an artificial snake from metal and put it up there. And tell everyone who's been bitten by the snake to gaze at this artificial metal snake. If they look at it, they will be saved. And the poison will go away from the body. And this is exactly what the Israelites did. They started looking at that metal snake. Miracle was taking place. And they're being healed. And when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so everyone who looked at the snake was delivered. In the same way, the man of God, Jesus, will be lifted onto the snake and on the cross, and everyone who looks at him will be delivered from sin. Let us look to the Lord. Because when we look at him, his power comes into our being. And we need to look at him in the tightest and the most difficult problems we're faced with. And God will do his miracle in us. The third reason why we should look at the Lord.
Hebrews. Մտիկ տանք հավատքի զորակլուխին եւ կատարողին Հիսուսին։ Հենց այդ առաջին մասը միայն։ 2 միայն առաջին մասը։
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Let us what?
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Տեսակ ինչ գեղեցիկ ասում։ Ուղղակի մեր աչքերը բարձրացնենք Հիսուսի վրա, որ մեր հավատքի զորակլուխն է եւ լրացնողն է։
Yes. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the founder of our faith.
Շատերն այսօր ասում են, մենք ինչ անենք, որ հավատք ունենանք։
Many people say that, what can we do to have faith?
Ես ինչ անեմ, որ ձեր նման հավատացյալ չեմ։
What can I do that I'm not a believer as you are?
Ես ինչ անեմ, որ իմ հավատքս ուժեղանա։
What can I do to strengthen my belief?
Մի հատ լավ ճանապարհներից սա է։
A very good way is this.
Որ մենք նայենք Տերոջ.
Is for us to look at him.
Քանի որ մենք մեզ ենք նայում.
As long as we look at ourselves.
Մեր շրջապատին ենք նայում.
At our surroundings.
Մեր դժվարություններին ենք նայում.
At our problems.
Սատանայի փորձանքներին ենք նայում.
At the evil that Satan can bring to us.
Մեր մեջ հավատ գոյություն չի ունենալ, ավելի շատ կկասկածենք.
We cannot have faith developing in us. We will have doubt all the time.
Երբ որ մեր աչքերը բարձրացնենք դեպի Տերոջ.
But when we lift our gaze to the Lord,
այն ժամանակ կտեսնենք այդ հավատքը մեր մեջ սկսում է աճելը, կենթանանալը եւ զորանալը.
We can see that faith starts bubbling in us, increasing in us.
Դուք հիշեք այն ժամանակ, որ Տեր Հիսուսը ծովի վրա քայլում էր.
Remember the time when Jesus was walking on the sea?
Եվ առաջին անգամ ներ աշակերտները տեսնում էին, որ Հիսուսը ալիքների վրա քայլում էր.
And this was the first time that his students were witnessing him walking on the waves.
Տեսեք, այսօր գիտությունը այսքան առաջացել է, բայց մի փոթորիկ նույնիսկ Ամերիկայի մեջ գալիս է, մարդիկ ինչքան վնասվում են, որտեղ ոչ ոք չի կարող ջրի վրա քայլել։
You see that despite all the progress that we have made, when we have a storm like the ones we had in America, people drown. No one can walk on water. But Jesus did. And his students were watching him from the boat and they were amazed. And Peter questioned. They could not believe that it was Jesus. Jesus reassured them that it is I, don't be anxious. despite that, Peter says, if it's you, give me the ability to walk like you on the waves. What does Jesus say to him? Peter, sit down. You're claiming big things. Who do you think you are? Do you think you can walk like me on waves? You're very proud and you have a loud mouth. Sit down. I'm the Son of God. I am the one who can walk on waves. Is this what Jesus says? Never. He just says one word. Come. Peter takes his first step. Sees that he's not sinking. He's able to walk. He takes his second step. He's really going forward. Jesus is in front of him and he's able to walk towards him. And he keeps going forward. An amazing experience for him. Don't know what happens. We can have a good guess. Doubt started coming.
Petros,
do you realize what you're standing on? Do you realize the depth of the sea beneath you? Yes. Do you realize that there are sharks here and they can eat you? Peter, see that big wave coming? It will drown you, cover you. So Peter starts looking at the waves, at the wind, at the depth of the sea, and so on. And started sinking. This is the shortest prayer said by anyone in the Bible. He wasn't able to pray any longer than that because he was drowning. All he said was, Jesus, have mercy on me. Help me. Jesus stretched his hand, took Peter's hand and said, you faithless one, why did you doubt me? Why did you start having doubts? You were walking nicely. What is the root of doubt? Doubt starts entering my mind when we remove our fix from the Lord and fix our eyes on something. I went visiting a sick brother. He was lying on his back and gazing upwards. He was unable to move. I asked him, what's happened to you, brother, that you are in this state? I was very busy with the matters of this life and I was looking down. God told me that you've been looking down. He said, God said, go to bed and look upwards. And I have nothing else to do but look upwards. I'm occupied with the Lord. Can we do like this during a problem? Not only in times of trouble, but always. While you're driving your car, stuck in the traffic jam, who comes to your mind? When you wake up in the middle of the night, you're unable to sleep. All kinds of thoughts come and start bothering us. When you kneel down to pray, who are you thinking about? Does the Lord occupy our minds? Believe me, many of our problems will resolve themselves if we look at the Lord. We have to train ourselves to look at the Lord. Lift our eyes to Him. I want to bring my message to the end.
Amen. Բացասական, այսինքն նեգատիվ բաներից ազատվելու համար ճանապարհը սա է, որ Տերոջ վրա մենք ուշադրություն դարձնենք.
I want to tell you that to be delivered from anything negative is to fix our gaze on the Lord.
Վախերից ուզում եք ազատվեք.
If you want to be delivered from fear.
Շփոթություններից ուզում եք ազատվեք.
If you want to be delivered from turmoil, from worries and burdens.
Հետից սովորացեք շատ տերուչմով զբաղվել.
Train yourselves to occupy yourselves with the things of the Lord.
Եստեղ ասել եմ այս թե չէ։
I don't know if I've shared this with you here.
Երեխաներն հիմա այս հետևն են։
Our children are at the back here.
Եվ իրանք ուսուցիչներից մեկը Պարսկաստան ինձ համար պատմավ։
And one of their teachers told me this story in Iran.
Երեք տարի էր երեխեքին դասին տալիս։
I was teaching the children for 3 years.
Ես ուզեցամ իրանքից մեծ քննություն անեմ։
And I wanted to test them.
Եվ տեսնեմ սրանք ինչ են հասկացել։
To find out what they have learned in these 3 years.
Ես ասում եմ, մեկ ժամ ժամանակ ունինք։
They had 1 hour.
Երեխեքը ավելի մեծին 10 տարեկան, 12 տարեկան։
They were around about 10-12 years of age.
Ասում եմ, իրանք թուղթ տվամ, շարադրություն կրեն։
I gave them a piece of paper to write an essay.
Ասում եմ, կես ժամ Հիսուսի մասին գրեք, կես ժամ Սատանայի մասին։
Write half an hour about Jesus and half an hour about Satan. Yeah, that was the thing. Half an hour write on Jesus, half an hour write on Satan. And the children started writing. And some of the children handed in their papers very quickly. One of the children continued writing. 1 hour was over and he or she was still writing.
I
said, please let me have your paper. It's enough what you read. My subject matter has not finished yet. Give me what you've already written.
I
said, can I have a few more minutes? Okay, I gave the extra few minutes. I was very interested to see what he'd written. I looked and saw that he'd written everything from
Jesus.
As if he was in love with him, he wrote the praises about Jesus. He is light. He is life. He is our Savior. He is King of Kings. I'm proud of him. He's the purpose of my life. I will witness about him till the end of my
life.
And he was really satisfied by
the
Lord. I kept looking to find something, what he's written about Satan, there was nothing. I pointed out to him that the thing was that you write half an hour also about Satan. He said, the time ran out, I had no time to write about Satan. Isn't it a shame that I waste my time not writing about Jesus, write about Satan? When I started writing about Jesus, I forgot about Satan. They asked this same student, I said, if Satan knocks on your door, what will you do? I'll ask Jesus to go and open the door. So there is a way.
Մենք շատ ենք Սատանայի մասին մտածում։
We think about Satan and his things a lot.
Շատ ենք բաների համար մտածում։
We think about negative things a lot.
Շատ ենք վախենալի բաների մասին մտածում։
We think that give us fear a lot.
Շատ ենք դժվարությունների ու կարիքների մասին մտածում։
We think about our needs and difficulties too much. This is not our calling.
Դեր կան չէրա Իրան։
God has called us to look at him.
Եմ մենք սովորացնենք մեր միտքը վարժեցնենք։
We have to train our mind to look at God. When we look at him, everything else will diminish under his feet. But when we don't look at him, everything else becomes like giants, and Jesus becomes the last one and very small. And this is something that all of us have to be delivered from. Let us look at the author and founder and deliverer of our faith. Let us pray together. Let us be in a state of prayer together. And I beg you right now, just think about Jesus.
Հիսուսը մարդկային ասավ, Մարթա, Մարթա, դու շատ բաների մեջ ես հոգսան։
Jesus said to Martha that you worried about too many things.
Բայց քեզի մեկ բան է պետք։
I can only tell you one thing.
Նայիր քույրիկիդ Մարիամին։
Look at Mary, your sister.
Ես սիրահարված նստել եմ ոտքերիս տակ, ինձանով եւ իմ խոսքով է զբաղված։
As if she's in love with me, she's sitting at my feet and listening to me and occupying herself with me. She's looking at me alone. But you have too many burdens. That's why you are nervous. That's why you have too many burdens. That's why you are in turmoil. That's why you're always grumbling. That's why you're always in a hurry. That's why you have no peace. Because I'm not the first in your life. Let us fix our eyes to the Lord. He is over and above everything. He is worthy.
He
is worthy to have our total attention only. There is no end to problems and difficulties. While we are in this world, every day we are capable of hearing bad things. We can hear of different deaths every day. We can hear of different wars and earthquakes and painful things on a daily basis. But God wants us in all these things to be victorious and to train ourselves to look at Him. Exactly the same way as a child in the bosom of her mother feels safe. Therefore, let us sing this song in faith.
Ravote, mi anchetara ye, Ravote, mi anchetara ye. برادر مالکوم تشریف بیارید اینجا، این دعای برکت رو شما بکنید. ای خدا آمین که سای ساغود کی مچایس برچوم دروچ نایلو آمین میرخان تیر نر هانز نگیر.
Brother Malcolm is going to pray for us, and let us in this final prayer look at him and commit all our difficulties and problems to him.
Father, I want to thank you for reminding us that it is by looking unto you that we find the source of our faith and hope.
Եկ նայն հայր շնորհակալենք որ հիշեցնում ես մեզ որ քեզ նայելով մենք մեր հույսի սկզբունքն ենք գտնում.
Well, we look at ourselves, we look at our circumstances, yes, we're tempted to be discouraged and dismayed.
Ճիշտ է դեր Աստված, երբ որ մեզ ենք նայում մեր դժվար պայմաններին ենք նայում հուսահատվում ենք.
But we thank you that we can look to you, the one who is sat upon the throne.
Բայց ուրախ ենք որ կարող ենք քեզ նայենք, քեզ որ նստած ես քո գահիդ վրա.
The one who is sovereign, the one who is in control.
Դու որ ամեն բան քո կոնտրոլի տակ է.
And we thank you that it is when day by day we keep our eyes upon you, so Lord, we're able to keep going with your strength and with your grace.
Եվ երբ որ ամեն օր քեզ ենք նայում, կարողանում ենք ուժ ունենալ, որ առջև երթանք եւ հաղթական լինենք.
And therefore, Father, we thank you for reminding us of these wonderful truths today.
Շնորհակալ ենք Տեր, որ հիշեցրար մեզ այս իրականություններ այսօր.
And we'll help, we ask Lord that you will help us during this coming week, wherever we are or whatever we're doing.
Եվ խնդրում ենք Տեր Աստված, որ այս գալիք շաբաթը ուր որ կանք, ինչ որ անում ենք,
help us Lord to keep our eyes fixed upon you.
Օգնիր մեզ, որ կարողանանք մեր նայվածքը դնել քո վրա.
You're the one that has started our faith and you're the one that will complete our faith.
Դու ես որ մեր հավատքի սկզբունքն ես եւ դու ես որ մեր հավատքը կատարելագործես։
And we thank you for your grace which is sufficient for all our needs.
Շնորհակալ ենք Տեր Աստված քո ողորմության եւ շնորհքի համար, որ բավական է մեր բոլոր կարիքների մեջ։
And we praise you and we thank you for this truth.
Փառաբանում ենք եւ շնորհակալ ենք քեզնից այս իրականության համար։
So we thank you Lord for this time of fellowship we've been able to have together here today.
Շնորհակալ ենք այս ժամի համար, այս հարաբերության համար, որ ունեցել ենք միասին հաղորդակցության համար։
As we have worshiped you through our songs.
Երբ որ քեզ բարաբաներ ենք մեր երկերի միջոցով.
And as we have heard you speak to us through your word.
Եվ դու խոսել ես մեզ հետ քո խոսքի միջոցով.
And we just commit ourselves into your hands and ask Lord that you will go with us and bless each one of us.
Հանձնում ենք մեզ քո ձեռքերի մեջ եւ խնդրում ենք որ քայլես մեզ հետ եւ օրհնես միմյան
բոլորիս. And help us again Lord to keep our eyes fixed upon you each day of this next week.
Եվ օգնես մեզ որ կարողանանք մեր նայվածքը պահենք քո վրա.
We give you our praise and our thanks in Jesus name.
Բալիս ենք քեզ մեր փառաբանությունը զավակի տանունով ենք խնդրում. Ամեն։